Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Life in check. Mic check. 1, 2. Can you hear me? Anjali Dub here, and you are dialed into Life in Progress, where we cut through the filters and dive deep into the realness from relationships, business, mental health, encouragement, empowerment, to self-improvement, and just being raw about all the truths of life. We are here to keep it honest and authentic. Hey everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. So I just got home. It's April 25. I'm recording my podcast ahead of time because I'm going somewhere next week. It's 11:30 here in Madrid, and it was a very, very long day. I just wanted to do a mini catch up before I start my episode for today. And this is my way of connecting with my community. So I liked this guy 3 years ago. I met him in the Philippines, and he is beautiful. He is beautiful inside out. He is beautiful from all angles. But I left the Philippines, but I've always stayed in touch with him. But there was a period of time where I wasn't connected with him. And I feel like he had a girlfriend during that time. And after 2 years, I finally found the courage today. And I just asked him, hey, was there a time you had a girlfriend, but we were still talking? And he denied it. He said, no, I did not have a girlfriend at the time. And I was just seeing people, like a lot of people at the same time. But I'm very doubtful with his answer because, I don't know, I saw a lot of things and it seemed like he was denying it that he had a girlfriend at the time. But that was like a long time ago. I just wanted to share it. I'm not seeing this guy. I am not involved with him or anything. I just asked him out of curiosity if he was going to say, yes, I was with someone that time. But anyway, so yes, that's my mini catch up. Maybe I should start my episodes with some mini catch ups about myself to get connected with people on a different level. But anyway, for today's episode, we are going to talk about the later mindset and why it is hurting us. And today, I had a beautiful opportunity to talk to Sir Chinky Tan about finance, and he shared a lot of things with me that really, really opened my eyes. And I think the only time when later is beautiful when it comes to delayed gratification, but the rest of the things in life are it's now or never. I've lived my life that way. Yes, it is sometimes very, very overwhelming. But I put it this way. Later, the coffee is no longer hot. Later, it's not going to be summer anymore. Later, it's not going to be the same people that we will surround ourselves with. Later, we are no longer interested in this someone that we are interested in, let's say right now. Later, we won't have the same values anymore because people change. Later, we won't have the favorite flowers anymore. Later, we won't like our current favorite dress. That's why the later mindset is hurting us. And I'm going to add one more. Later, we won't have the same energy and passion that we have right now. So here are my some reasons why the later mindset can be very, very harmful. Number one, increased stress. This, you know, often leads to last-minute rushes to complete tasks, causing so much unnecessary stress anxiety, and anger. This can have a negative impact not just on our mental health, but also our physical health. I am done with this. I am no longer doing things last minute. And this is the thing that makes me mad in my office when people don't follow my deadlines, and or even they follow, they make it like the process of working with them very, very hard, because it adds stress to everyone around you, not just yourself, but everybody suffers with the consequences of, I'll just do it later or tomorrow. Number two, missed opportunities. Putting off important tasks can always result in missing deadlines, overlooked opportunities, and delayed progress toward our goals. So one example I'm going to give is just working out. You know, I know a lot of people who are very, very close to me. They always have the reason, oh, I'm just going to work out tomorrow. Then tomorrow comes, then I'm just going to work out tomorrow. That tomorrow never comes in their life. And they just end up being sick, getting diabetes or whatsoever. And I just hear their stories and I'm like, okay, you said 5 years ago that you were going to work out tomorrow. Then tomorrow never came. Maybe if you just adjusted your lifestyle a little bit, you know, this person wouldn't have to go through the things that this person is going through right now. And this person is very, very close to me. And I've seen her. She has the resources to work out, to even to hire private trainers. And she even have the money to build her own gym in her own house and pay the trainers to go to her house. And she doesn't work. She well provided by the husband and et cetera, et cetera. But it's just a later mindset. And now she's paying the consequences of the later mindset. That was just one of the basic examples that I had to give, because I was talking to her earlier about all the things that she's going through. And she was telling me how much she regrets not going with me to the gym, because every time I would invite her, she would like say, oh, I'll be there in an hour. And that hour never arrived. And I'm already in Madrid. Sometimes, once in a while, we have those kinds of friends, but I love my friends. So number three is decreased productivity. And this kind of behavior can lead to inefficient use of time and resources, ultimately reducing our productivity and hindering our personal and professional growth. This is one of my triggers in the office. You know, when people are not productive, not because they're not good, but because of layer mindset, inefficiency, inconsistency, not just at work, because I feel like, this is just my personal opinion though, our work adds up a lot to our personal growth as well, and vice versa. Like my discipline with everything I do in my life, like working out, always trying to eat good, sleep early, and to get my 8 hours of sleep and try to go for walks, try to go to my therapy as much as I can. I bring these work ethics to my job every single day, and vice versa. My work, this work ethics, actually, this discipline, I developed it at my work. Then it just crosses over, you know, all this ethics. It just crosses over to my personal life and some of the things that I practice in my personal life. And it will just cross over to my professional life. And that's a very, very beautiful thing for me. Number four, quality of work. Rushing to complete anything, any task in general at last minute can compromise the quality of your work, as there may be not enough time, you know, to plan, execute, review, and do proper quality control. At Access Travel and all my businesses, quality control, quality control, quality control, innovate, innovate, progress, look at our mistakes and learn from it, progress from it. I am all about that. Like now, example, I am leaving for a trip, May 1 to May 21st. And right now it's April 25. I'm going to record everything now. Even I still have like a couple of days, because I don't want to do things last minute, because I've been through that. I've been through that so many times, and I don't like that version of myself. Number five is negative impact on relationships. This can affect relationships with others, with ourselves. As you know, when we miss the deadlines at work or commitments in our personal relationships, this can lead to disappointment and strained interactions with our workmates, our friends, our family members. That's why, you know, everything in our life is interconnected. So how do we overcome these effects? I'm trying to create longer podcasts because I keep on getting these comments on my TikTok. That's why I decided to add this, how to overcome the later mindset. Number one, break tasks into smaller steps. Breaking down, you know, all the tasks into smaller pieces, manageable steps can make these things feel less overwhelming and easier to start. For example, today I decided to record 4 episodes of the podcast, but I was like, no, I'm not going to stress myself out too much because I also had to do a lot of things. So I decided to finish first my outline till June something. So I wrote down all the descriptions. I sent it with my girl who handles my podcast, and I had her go over it and tell me what was wrong with it. So I divided it and I'm done with that. So today I recorded 3 episodes instead of 4. Tomorrow I'm going to record more. And that way I am breaking down the tasks into small pieces, right? Number 2, set deadlines and priorities. Establish clear deadlines for tasks and prioritize them based on importance and urgency. So I've learned this. I'm not really a very organized person, but I am very, very disciplined and I always prioritize deadlines. And this is also what I teach to my teammates in my office, that value time. Time never comes back. Money will come back. Even we lose today, that's fine. It will come back. But the time that we lose on the wrong clients, target market, trying to sell something that we cannot, that will never, ever come back. Number 3, create a schedule and use time management. Just develop a daily or weekly schedule to allocate time for tasks and prioritize. Ensure that important tasks are completed in a timely manner. Just explore techniques like what works for you, time blocking. There is Pomodoro technique that you can have a look at. I learned this during my master's. And all these things, or find whatever works for you. For me, what works is I divide my day, like I work in the morning while drinking my coffee, then I take a break, then I work out, then I have my lunch, then I work again, then I will work out, then I will work again. So that's how things work for me. I cannot just sit down for 9 hours straight working and trying to finish everything. No, that's just not me. Number 5, the most important one, of course, we are not trying to escape our reality. Address the underlying issue or issues. Reflect on why you tend to delay things and you practice later mindset. Then address any underlying issue such as fear of failure, perfectionism, or lack of motivation. Or sometimes maybe we just need to take a walk or talk to our friend or maybe just eat some ice cream. So I think overall, we all can practice later mindset once in a while, but just let's not make it a habit because it has really, really horrible, horrible, harmful effects on our mental and physical well-being, also emotional and relationships as well, right? So it is our responsibility to strategize how to overcome this mindset and how to improve our productivity and to reduce stress while achieving our goals and always minding, you know, being mindful about our relationships with others and, of course, ourselves. That's all. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram account, that's Life in Progress PH, and my TikTok, Anjali Dub. And I'll see you on the next one. Ciao, adios. This was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram @AnjaliDub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.